And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a mother-daughter knitting production. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Mother Knows Best,
Out and About, and
when knitting attacks.
Come on, let's chat. Welcome back, listeners. This week we have a special guest recording with us. We have Gretchen sitting in. Say hi, Gretch.
Hi, and you'll hear a clunk anytime I drop my drop spindle.
We spent a lovely afternoon ice skating and eating, so now we're ready to sit down and record. Hey, Mom, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Sore, but good.
Well, I'm not sore.
What did you do today?
I hung out at Pearlescence, and I schlepped stuff around, and I finished assembling and weaving in ends on a project, and I'm ready to kick back and work on various socks while we're recording.
Excellent. Well, I guess this now is a good time to segue into the On the Needles segment. What have you got going?
I put another two rows onto my Icarus shawl, and since you know everything there is to know about knitting, what can you tell us about the Icarus shawl?
Miriam Felton of Mimnitz designed the Icarus shawl. I talked about my Persephone scarf last week. She designed that as well. She also designed the Juno Regina that was in Nitty 6 months ago?
Oh, the one that you made out of that lovely...
The sea silk, yeah.
Sea silk, yes.
So, she does fabulous patterns. I find them to be very, very clear, and I like that. I'm actually working on the Persephone scarf still, which is going very slowly because I'm working on it one repeat at a time. I feel like if I can't commit to knitting 100 rows on it, then I can't work on it.
And why is that?
I don't know. It's just how I feel.
I think I put two or three rows on the Icarus couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I can manage at the time. And somehow my knitting chart holder is still AWOL. And without that, I'm kind of having a hard time with it. And so I'm highlighting each row that I knit as I go.
I found mine yesterday. If you want it, you can borrow it.
I would love that. Thank you. Did you find yours or did you find mine that is visiting with your knitting?
They're both mine, but thank you. Thank you for your concern. The thing about the Icarus shawl and the edging is that the rows get longer and longer because it's a triangular shawl. So it starts pretty small, but it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The Yarn Harlot actually knitted the Icarus a few years back. So
it's a lovely pattern.
It really is, and it'll be beautiful once it's done and you actually get to wear it. So that's
good.
Yes.
So what else am I working on? I'm working on a second sock to a pair that I've started. I'm also working on something out of self-striping regia, and I'm working on a cable sock out of Lisa Souza's yarn. What colorway is that?
That's Violet's pink ribbon. She did that for Miss Violet of the Lime and Violet podcast when she came down with the boob rock to help get the money up for her copay.
Yes.
Because she had horrible insurance that was just... It was horrible, and part of the proceeds went to help Violet, so...
That's pretty cool.
It was totally cool. We all bought, you know, at least one bump of it or one skein of it if you're not a spinner. But I bought yarn and roving, so... It's just a gorgeous colorway.
It's very pretty, and the cables that I'm doing in it are showing beautifully.
Oh, excellent. I'm excited. Maybe I'll do that out of mine, too.
Yeah, then you can steal my socks, too, and say, oh, but Mom, I thought they were mine.
Everyone's a critic. Well, I'm working on something that cables actually would have... easy for me to say. They would have shown very lovely in the stuff that I spun. So I talked about the Blackberry Swirl sock yarn that I spun out of the Fiber Fiend Superwash Coriadale, and I started knitting them, and I really, really like them. If you look at it, The stitch definition shows really, really nicely in the corydale, and it's gently variegated, so it goes from being kind of dark black at the tip top to being a kind of vibrant purple in the toe.
It's a stealth sock.
It is a stealth sock.
Okay. So the cuff looks very sedate, and the toe is very happy and very electric blue almost.
It's on that electric blue, bright purple line. If you, it depends on who you ask what color it is. And there goes the drop spindle.
Drop number one.
Well, there's a reason they call it drop spindle.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm really enjoying working on it. I actually just cast on the second sock so I could continue to plow through the pair and actually finish something.
And this is your hand spun?
That's my hand spun.
Out of Fiber Fiend?
Fiber Fiend, Superwash Corydale, and Blackberry Swirl.
And do you have any of that roving in my colors?
Like with red instead of purple?
Something.
I have something.
Good. When am I getting it?
When I spin it.
Okay, and when is that going to be?
Soon.
Good,
when
because...
When the zombie apocalypse happens.
No. This is very pretty, and I think I'd really like to work with it. I'll trade you something for it.
For that color or for the red version? Drop two.
For the red version. I think you like my quilting.
I do.
That I've just done, and I think maybe I can interest you in trading you for some quilting.
Perhaps.
And this is another thing I've been up to lately. I took two classes at my local
quilt shop.
It's not the LYS, but the LQS. And so I took a class in trapunto quilting.
What's trapunto?
Trapunto is a technique formerly people used to do the quilting and then cut slashes in the provisional backing and stuff it, and then close the sew up the slashes and then put batting behind the thing and totally quilt it. Oh, not
and
backing.
And it stands out, so that whatever you're quilting around stands out, and it's very 3D.
So it's three-dimensional.
Yeah. It's very 3D, but the technique I learned is you, instead of stuffing stuff and slashing, you... put extra batting behind and cut off the extra and then put your regular batting in. And it's the same effect without having to cut holes into your fabric and without having to sew the holes shut, which I think is a pain anyway. And so I took that class and finished the piece at home and schlepped it to the next class, which was 10 days later. And that was a whole cloth quilt, which had similar technique minus the stuffing. And it seems I've taken the classes out of order.
Oops.
Oh, well. But it was the funniest thing. I brought my class piece in, and the teacher kept ooing and aahing about my exquisite stippling technique.
My excellent stippling technique is when I strangle people.
Well, I didn't think it was all that hot, but I guess she was impressed. So I was tickled pink. I was so flattered.
Well, that's cool.
Yes. And another interesting thing that I came across at this quilt shop is, you know how we have all these new interesting fibers to knit with?
Yeah.
Well, that's also translating into quilting. And the local yarn shop owner was taking the class with us, because usually when that particular teacher comes in, all of her employees take the class and she has to run the store, and we know what that's like.
Oh, local quilt shop owner, not the local yarn store owner.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Silly me.
It was like, which one of the girls took off? Three.
Shock her!
So, there's new batting for quilts. Some of it is made out of 100% wool,
mm-hmm.
which is so much nicer than the traditional acrylic, which is kind of, it's still useful, but if you can have natural fiber, it's much nicer. And
the acrylic loses its oomph and gets stiff after a while.
Yeah.
And anyway, the wool bat is pre-treated,
mm-hmm.
and it will not felt on you.
Terrific.
Yeah, so it gives you warmth and loft and stitch definition without felting and turning your quilt into a very interesting washcloth. And then there's another new fiber for quilt batting, and that is bamboo.
Cool. Now, I'm torn about the bamboo thing, because with bamboo yarns and bamboo roving and bamboo quilt batting, it's the question of greenness, because a lot of these are built as very earth friendly, but the methods that they use to make these fibers usable is kind of ugly.
Very high in chemicals, huh?
It's very chemically, and it's not as green as a lot of companies would like to bill it, but that's my soapbox, so I'll get off of it. And let's talk about knitting instead of soapboxes. I actually have a review for you guys this week. I was lucky enough to come by a skein of the Heritage Sock Yarn by Cascade Yarns. The Pearlescent Scales handed it over so we could review it, so a special thank you to them. It's 75% Merino Superwash, 25% nylon. It's a fingering weight sock yarn. It's on par with like Regia or Opal or any of those commercial sock yarns. And I'm knitting it on a 1.5 Hiya at about 8 stitches to the inch.
A Hiya what?
Hiya, the needles. They're stainless steel needles and they are fabulous. I like them more than I like my Knit Picks needles. They're about the same price. Yeah, I like them. They're about the same price. They don't have that cute purple cord, but they're still nice.
So what do you like better about them?
They're not as sharp, which, while I like very sharp needles if I'm doing lace, I find that when I'm doing socks, I'm poking holes in my fingers. And not poking holes so much as developing a callus on my finger where I poke my needles with. So if you have Hiyas, they help support your local yarn shop as opposed to supporting Knit Picks, which, while they're a very good company and they make things very accessible, I like to keep my money closer to home, and Hiyas are fabulous.
There's lots of other stuff that Knit Picks has that I really, really, really like.
Exactly.
And they are double points that I'm working on right now.
Uh-huh.
This is Harmony, right?
They're the Harmony double points, yeah.
They are lovely, and they feel absolutely yummy.
They're nice.
It feels much nicer than working with metals.
Definitely.
And it's very slick. They have a very slick feel to it, and they're nice to knit.
They have a nice finish. But anyway, back to the yarn. So the stats on the tag say that it's 100 grams to 3, and it's got about 430 yards. And that's enough for a good-sized pair of socks. And I've been working with it, and it's got fabulous stitch definition. It works beautifully. It's not splitty. I haven't hit a knot yet, and I'm most of the way through the first sock out of the pair. I knit on it in the dark while we were at the play, and I had no splitting issues. I could feel everything very, very well. And a yarn that's really nice and round, you'll be able to feel decreases in the dark in a sock. I'm not doing complex lace. I was just doing instep decreases, but I could feel where they were coming because the yarn is so round. It's lovely.
It's very pretty. I've been coveting it.
Yeah, Nathaniel was kind enough to hand me a red skein, which is definitely mom's red.
That was not kind at all.
I have a feeling it was meant for you, but, you know.
You pilfered it.
In the wise words of Fried Green Tomatoes, I'm younger and faster.
I figure it'll migrate its way across the street soon enough.
Exactly.
But, sweetie, I'm older and I have more insurance.
Exactly. No, I figured I'd finish up the socks and hand them to mom because the hand painteds come in incredibly nice colors. They have, I think, 6 or 7 colors that they've done so far, and they're all these beautiful, rich colors. There's a blue that I'm lusting after, so you might just be able to take this when I'm done knitting them.
I think the yardage might be enough for 2 pairs, wouldn't you say?
If I do contrasting heels and toes, yeah, absolutely. We wear a size 7.5 women's shoe, and I like my cuffs about 7 inches, so given those dimensions, you can figure out if you can get a pair and a half, or 2 pairs out of a ball of yarn. But it's really, really nice to work with, and I actually want to go and buy some of the plainer colors and maybe do a shell out of it. I'm actually enjoying it that much.
I'm just coveting it because it is so pretty.
Well, you bought a skein of the solid colors in blue a while back.
Yes, and I haven't done anything with it. And while it feels nice in the blue,
the red is exactly you.
The red is lovely.
It really is. So yeah, as for spinning, I've been working on the American Woman from Crown Mountain Farms. I'm almost done plying it, so hopefully next week it'll be up in my Ravelry and photographed and set and beautiful. And I'll let you know how that knits up. Now's a good time to segue into the next segment, Mother Knows Best. What's your tip for this week?
Okay, my tip for this week has to do with trying new things. And it's okay to try new things. And it's okay to try new things and decide this is not for you. Remember we took that very interesting weaving class together, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And you really liked it.
Yeah.
And I found that the rattle of the loom was not soothing to me. And dropping the heddles on my fingers every time I tried to change, shift gear or whatever it was, and boinking my fingers was not good either.
Mm-hmm. Is this my cue to drop the spindle again?
maybe later. Also, I thought that I'd really prefer maybe tapestry weaving, but we're not there yet. So I decided taking a class is a perfect way to find out about things.
But even though you pay for a class, you don't have to commit to doing it forever.
Absolutely. And it took you how long to get your own loom? 10 years?
Thereabouts.
Okay. Also, I've been knitting since fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I started crocheting a little bit before that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a knitter. And I think at this rate, I'll be knitting all my life.
Uh-huh.
But there's stuff that I've picked up and done very enthusiastically for a number of years.
Yeah.
And then I've fallen out of love.
Well, I don't want to... We're not maligning crochet at all.
No, not at all.
My crocheting is terrible. I didn't learn to crochet until my senior year of high school, and I've been knitting since I was 6. So I found it very challenging, and now I just use it for finishing. I haven't really found a crochet pattern that's really grabbed me, but people keep whispering Babette in my ear because I've gotten some beautiful, wonderful, long self-striping yarns, and they keep whispering Babette at me.
Who's
Babette?
It's
a crocheted Afghani thing, and it's really pretty, but I don't know if I can commit to something that large.
Actually, the crochet patterns I grew up with, the German crochet, I think is stunning.
Mm-hmm. It's a different function. And for me, the knitting is, I can knit in the dark. I don't have to look when I'm knitting. I'm knitting while we record.
Remember how long I was doing counted cross stitch?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Now you're the proud owner of
most
what,
of it.
20 years of counted cross stitch
that
I did. And I fell out of love with the technique, and it takes, and while I was quite efficient, it would take me an hour to do a square inch.
Yeah.
So, that was enough of that. And what other technique have I done?
But the point is that as time goes on, you don't have to stick with things that you're not in love with anymore.
No. And a craft shouldn't be a life sentence. You do it for a few years, and then if you find something that makes your heart beat louder.
Yep.
It's okay to shift. And yes, I've got all this stuff. I will find somebody who is seriously into counted cross stitch.
And it'll make them very happy.
And it will make them very happy. And my stuff will find a good home.
And that's the best way of paying it forward, I think.
Absolutely. I'm unloading stuff I don't love anymore. And somebody else is getting a treasure trove of stuff that they don't want. And I may get into needlepoint a little bit, but we haven't decided that. And quilting, didn't I say I'll never do that?
You did at one point say you would never quilt.
Yeah, famous last words.
Exactly. Now, in the same vein of you don't have to commit 100% to any craft, Mom wanted to amend that and talk about not having to commit yourself 100% to all facets of your craft of interest.
And here we go into talk about cleaning fleeces. And we were at the Retzlaff Winery yesterday.
Yep.
And that was a lot of fun. And Jasmine, was this Jasmine 2007 or 2008 that
Jasmine 2008, and even though I bought 5 fleeces, they were 5 extraordinary fleeces. 3 of them were Hoggett fleeces, which were the first shearing of the lamb, and they were black fleeces. I have a weakness for colored fleeces.
Yes, I remember the black fleeces we bought a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were stunning. Unfortunately, they needed to be
cleaned and combed and prepared, and that's not really my area of interest. While I will sit and spin through a pound and a half of roving in a week, if I have to wash a fleece, it sits and sits and sits and sits until eventually it goes bad. Or what happened with these fleeces was we had an animal invasion of sorts in the garage where they were being stored, and it was really gross and very heartbreaking. So
we had to toss all five of them.
Well, we tossed all five of them. And this last year I was talking to Andrew and my mom, and I said, you know, if I decide to buy a fleece, I'm just going to ship it out to get it prepared. Because I looked at the cost of getting a fleece totally cleaned up, and where I go to Moro Fleece Works, and Sherry could not be nicer. I love her, and she does a beautiful job preparing my fleeces. And it costs me about $20 a pound, that's finished weight, to get it cleaned and carded and pin drafted. And I will tell you, when Sherry's her little coils come in the mail, it's better than Christmas. I love her little coils. I love spinning off of them. I love keeping them pristine and all coily and beehivey looking. I think they are so fabulous. So when I bought the five fleeces yesterday, I marched them straight over to Sherry, and I'm looking forward to when they arrive.
You just got how many boxes of stuff back from her lately?
I was only part of three of those fleeces.
Well, how many fleeces had you guys bought at the Monterey?
We bought five at the wool auction between the three of us. And we handed them to Sherry, and she sent them back, and we divided them up, and we were just so happy because she does such a beautiful job.
How long does that typically take?
It depends on where she is in her color cycle. So she starts with the light colors and she moves all the way down to the dark colors. So if you have a white fleece, a black fleece, and a gray fleece, you'll get them separately. But compared to how long it would take me to do them, I'm totally worth shipping them away. It's worth shipping them away and waiting because I'm not going to run out of roving anytime soon.
So if I want to get a hold of Moro Fleece Works, what's the URL?
I will link them in the show notes, as always. So that's this week's bit of Mother Knows Best. You don't have to do things you don't like. I love to spin, but I don't like to clean all sorts of icky stuff out of fleeces.
There are some people who think in order for their things to be truly handmade
and authentic and stuff,
and authentic, they need to do every step themselves.
And I think it's important to try it. So if you buy a raw fleece, you should take a handful of the fleece and prepare it yourself. And then once you've done that, ship it to Sherry. Let her know we sent you. She'll be thrilled to hear it. And she loves your feedback, too, positive and negative. We talked about that yesterday, and I've been nothing but thrilled with her work. So there you go. Call Sherry to prepare your fleeces. Speaking of fleeces, now is a good time to talk about our spending day at the winery yesterday.
Yes.
We went to the Retzlaff Winery in Livermore, California for their annual spinning day. They've been doing it for, I think, 11 or 12 years, and it was kind of crazy.
Well, it was bigger than last year.
Well, I was talking to Gretchen about it earlier, and I think it's because of Ravelry. I think Ravelry has made all these things just explode, and it's fabulous because there were more vendors, there were more spinners, there was more of everybody.
Yes.
Same number of chickens, though, just the one.
Two.
Two? More chickens, even. But it was fabulous. We saw a bunch of people we knew, a bunch of people we didn't know. Morgan from Carolina Homespun was there.
Mm-hmm. Sherry was there.
Sherry was there from Moro Fleece Works. And a number of other vendors. I've got their names in my checkbook register. But, you know, for scientific reasons.
Yeah, I remember you doing research for your anthropology class on the culture of knitting stores in the Bay Area. Weren't you in on that, Gretchen, on that field trip?
Yes, I do.
Mom, I'm going to do this research paper.
I think it's important to have your research funded.
And you have to have research funding to do it properly. And the more research funding, the more thorough the research.
Exactly. So I went to the Retzlaff Winery for research purposes. I actually had a lovely afternoon, set up my Victoria, took a whole crew of our knitters up there, and we spun and we drank wonderful wine and we had a good time and we met people and we chatted. And it was just really nice. And it was that whole thing that we were talking about last week of going out and meeting people. And it makes such a huge difference. And you feel like so much more part of the community.
Yes.
So that was really, really fun.
And even though I was the odd duck out...
You weren't the odd duck out. There were a few of you not spinning.
Yes. There were a number of people who dressed.
There were weaving people there, too.
Yeah. They'd set up their tapestry looms and were weaving.
And I was coveting the tapestry loom. Maybe.
They don't take up as much space as a regular loom.
No. I know, but...
We'll get there.
We'll see.
It's a process.
Right now, I'm too much in love with quilting.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll see.
So that was really, really fun. We had a great day. As my stuff starts trickling in or I start working on the stuff I bought at the spinning day, I will talk about it on the podcast. The next event we've got coming up is Worldwide Knit in Public Day.
Before we do that, did we talk about the wine at the winery?
Oh, we should talk about the wine at the winery.
It was winey.
It was winey. We had a wonderful French sommelier. His name was Michel.
He was adorable.
He was adorable. He was a lot of fun. He talked a lot about the wines, and he was very flattering.
He has a serious thing for filet mignon.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, really.
And serving us port with chocolate chips.
It was fabulous. And he talked a little bit about each wine, and it was lovely. We had a nice time, and after the wine tasting, I had enough wine since I was driving us home a few hours later. Because he gave us healthy samplings of the wine. So I really think that's a good way of doing it, because you can't really taste a wine if you haven't had half a glass of it.
For our $5?
Yeah, we got a lot of bang for our bucks.
We got a lot of wine, yes. And we met some other people while we were tasting our wine.
We did.
And that was interesting.
It was nice. It was just really lovely. I think drinking wine with knitters and spinners is the best. So we had a good time, and I'm hoping to get more of that same fun vibe when we are at Santana Row for Worldwide Knit in Public Day on Saturday, June 14th. That's not this coming Saturday, but the following. We'll be in that little center area. We'll be between American Eagle Outfitters and Ben and Jerry's. There's a little island in the middle, and we'll be sitting there. You can't miss us. Again, I have the hot pink hair, and Mom is never far behind. So please do join us if you're in the area. If you're not, please go to the Worldwide Knit in Public Day website and find an outdoors knitting event that's happening in your area, or better, you can organize one if there isn't. So please do get out and socialize. Well, the time has come for When Knitting Attacks.
So I've been working on different kinds of patterns, and I'm having problems with stitch definition showing on dark yarns or busy yarn.
It's really hard to do that, even because it's not necessarily the dark yarns. It's just, it depends on the texture and the color of the yarn, because you could see the stitch definition in this perfectly, and it's yes. Black.
I'm thinking some of the pattern work that I've done and frogged might have looked wonderful in that dark yarn. But I'm having that lovely koigu. It has wonderful stitch definition, and I think I'm going to frog what I've done so far.
Okay.
And just do regular cables with it, because rows with purl stitches don't show. I think if there is some verticals, it will show. I've also started a kind of slip stitchy thing with the self-striping regia.
Yeah.
And I know it's not your favorite colorway, but it's pretty, and I'm kind of vanillaed out on self-striping sock yarn, and I want to do something else and have some patterning with the self-striping yarn. And I've been combing Ravelry for interesting stuff that I can do with this yarn. The only thing that I've noticed, though, is if you have a slip stitch pattern, you need to use more stitches than you would usually do. Yeah, I had to wrestle the sock over my foot when I was trying it on.
I've done that before.
Yes. So, and that is
That's yours?
My knitting attack for today.
Mine is a little different. So I mentioned that on Friday night I went with Sandy and Nathania of Pearlescence Yarns and Kathy. She would be Kathy in San Jose. I will link to all of their respective blogs. We went and saw the Saratoga Drama Group's production of Man of La Mancha. And the reason we ended up there was because the gentleman who was playing Don Quixote and Miguel Cervantes, walked into the shop and he came in to buy the guy who was playing Sancho some yarn because evidently he's this amazing knitter. And he opened his mouth to ask, and he's got to be 6'6 if he's an inch tall, with this incredible baritone voice. And if you read my blog, you know how I feel about baritones. I love me some baritones. So the second that he was out of earshot, I turned to Nathania and I was like, so we're going, right? So the four of us packed up and we bought our tickets and we went on Friday night all together and we watched the show. And I'm normally very critical of community theater. I'm also very hesitant. I don't normally attend, not because I'm a hater, but because I've attended a lot of professional productions and I have a very high standard for what I consider to be good or entertaining. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, with any play, I'm usually knitting through it, and I had a couple of socks in my bag. I had the Heritage sock and the Blackberry Swirl sock in my bag, and I was ready to go. And as we're knitting through, we get to about the halfway point, and I wanted to measure the one sock that I was almost done with the foot on to see where I was. And my tape measure is black and white, the one that was in my purse, and I saw it, and I didn't realize it wasn't in the bag, it was on the bag. So when I reached to move the bag out from on top of it or around it, I dropped it on the ground. And of course, it's a very quiet, solemn scene. And you hear my tape measure just go clatter, 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 clatter down the floor. At which point, Kathy next to me and Sandy on my other side start giggling. And I'm fishing with my leg under the seat in front of me. And I'm 5'1". I don't have that much leg to fish with. And I lean over and I'm looking for it and I can't see it and I can't see it and I can't see it. And I finally just gave up and grabbed the other sock. So at the end of the show, as soon as the lights went up, I leaned to the gentleman in front of me because I spotted my tape measure when the house lights came up. And I said, sir, could you please pass me my tape measure? It's to the left of your left foot. It's black and white. And he was so confused that he said, what? And I said, my tape measure, it's to the left of your foot. Could you please pass it to me? And he did, and I got my tape measure back, and that was fine. The other problem a few of us had was dropping stitches in the theater. And Sandy and Nathania.
I hope that was not as noisy as you dropping the tape measure.
Not at all, but the hissing was there. Because you knew as soon as one of us dropped a stitch, because you'd see our knitting go up, so you could catch the light that was coming from the stage to see where we dropped so we could pick it up. And I actually recovered mine, but you knew as soon as someone had dropped a stitch beyond repair because their knitting just got tucked away.
And the rest of the audience hissed at you?
We didn't get hissed at, actually. It was a very polite audience. So I'm hoping to go see a couple more of their productions this next season.
Those darn noisy knitters.
Those knitters, they're such troublemakers. So that is my When Knitting Attacks. This week we'd like to give special thanks to Charles of Stitch Stud. He provided us logos for our Ravelry group. We'd like to thank Pearlescence Yarns for supplying the Heritage Yarn for our review. We'd like to thank the ever-charming Patrick Leiden for our theme song, and Gretchen for providing us a laugh track and our dropped drop spindle background ambient noise. You can find our show notes at knitmoregirls.blogspot.com, knitmoregirls.blogspot.com, and you can reach us via email at knitmoregirls@yahoo.com. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.
Now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.